Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman, very much concerned for the safety of girl reporter Lois Lane, investigates her mysterious disappearance. And as Clark Kent questions the country doctor at whose home she was last seen. Listen.
Tell me, Dr. Morrison, was Miss Lane well when she left your house?
Yes, Mr. Kent. She'd fully recovered from the effects of her experience in that fire with you.
You're sure she couldn't have had some mild form of amnesia, perhaps?
But of course, I can't be certain of anything like that. Isn't it just barely possible that she may have just gone off to some quiet place for a rest?
Oh, that isn't like Miss Lane, Doctor. I've checked all her friends. I've even checked all hospitals within a radius of 100 miles. And the police records of accidents between here and Metropolis. No, Doctor, she's disappeared. Vanished into thin air.
Gather around, everybody, and get set for some terrific excitement. Because we're here with news of an offer that's strictly dynamite. Better than dynamite. Because Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, offers you a gyrocket. A zipping, zooming, flying rocket model all your own. Right. A gyrocket that you can send streaking right out of your hand, high into the air, up over the treetops. A gyrocket almost half a foot long, shaped of gleaming wood, streamlined to the last inch. Brilliant red or blue or yellow. Plus a steel propeller at the stern that bites into the air, driving your gyrocket like a flash into the sky. And it comes complete with a metal launching rod, plus a wooden rocket launcher. Remember, this gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but a model of rugged steel and wood, built to take it for hundreds of launchings. But you've got to act now, because on Friday, this terrific offer ends forever. So don't get left out of the excitement. For each gyrocket you want, just mail 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Don't delay. Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
The Adventures of Superman.
Believing his troubles were all over when he recovered the model of the lost rocket from Richard Haller and saw the red-bearded traitor crash to his death at sea, Superman discovered that a baffling development had taken place during his absence. For when he returned to Metropolis, he learned that Lois Lane, whom he had left at a country doctor's house near Haller's estate two nights before, had not been heard from. After reporting Lois's disappearance to Police Inspector Henderson, he streaked back to the village of Cross Junction, 100 miles from Metropolis, where we rejoin him now. In his guise of Clark Kent, mild-mannered and bespectacled reporter, he questions Dr. Morrison, the local physician, to whose house he had taken Lois after the fire in Haller's barn.
Just what time did Miss Lane leave your house yesterday morning, Dr. Morrison?
Let's see, Mr. Kent. She had breakfast with my wife and me at about 7:30. She left right afterwards. Well, that would be about 8 o'clock, I'd say.
Uh-huh. And she said she was going straight back to Metropolis?
That's right. She asked about trains, and I told her the local went through here at 8:20, made connections with the Limited at Willow Falls, so she could be in Metropolis a little past noon.
Tell me, how did she go to the station, do you know?
Yes, she walked.
Oh?
I do hope nothing's happened to her, Mr. Kent.
I'm afraid something did. Well, thanks very much, Dr. Morrison. I'm going over to the railroad station to see what I can find out there. You remember selling a ticket yesterday morning to a dark, attractive young lady wearing a gray suit?
No, sir. I didn't sell nobody like that a ticket yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon any other time, mister.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Only folks took a train out of Cross Junction yesterday was Richie Evans, Mrs. Spreckles. Richie, he took the 8:20 a.m. He is going to Metropolis on business. Mrs. Spreckles, she went out on the 3:09. She's going to Evansville to visit with her daughter for a few days.
I can't understand that. Maybe she arrived too late to buy a ticket in the station. She might just have had time to catch the train.
I'd have seen her anyhow, mister. Nope. I'm telling you, she wasn't here.
Oh. Well, thanks. Thanks very much. I think I'd better check with the sheriff. The station agent seems positive Miss Lane didn't leave here by train yesterday, Sheriff.
If Peters says she didn't take a train, she didn't, Mr. Kent. It's got a memory like an elephant.
And you say she didn't leave by bus.
The bus driver says so. His chart shows he picked up two passengers in Cross Junction yesterday. He remembers they were Sam and Sally Pruitt. That was the 11:30 bus southbound. 718 didn't pick up any passengers here.
Oh, this doesn't make sense. Look, what about a hired car or a taxi?
There ain't no place here she could hire a car, but Herb Nichols over to the garage. He sometimes takes folks in his car when he's got time. They ain't got any other way to go. Suppose we walk over and ask him.
Good idea, Sheriff. Let's go.
Sure you didn't drive a young lady any place yesterday, Herb?
Yep. Didn't leave the garage all day, Sheriff. Me and Pete was working on Harry Shaler's truck.
Do you remember seeing a strange young woman in the village yesterday, Mr. Nichols? She's dark, quite attractive, and she was wearing a gray suit.
Nope. Didn't see any strangers in town all week. Hey, Pete.
Yeah?
You see young lady, stranger, around yesterday?
Yeah.
I can't understand this, Sheriff. Apparently Miss Lane didn't take a train or a bus or a taxi. That means if she left Cross Junction at all, she must have gone in a strange car, and something must have happened to her.
Look, Mr. Kent. Could be maybe Miss Lane picked up a ride in some car going through the village.
It doesn't seem likely, Sheriff.
And you think maybe the gal was forced into the car?
If she was, she'd have put up a battle, Mr. Nichols. Take my word for that. And certainly somebody would have hurt her.
Yes, that seems likely. There's houses all along Elm Street. If she didn't leave in a car, in a train or bus, what do you suppose did happen to her?
I wish I knew, Sheriff. I'm worried. Badly worried. I'd better get along.
Yeah, come on, I'll drive you up to the railroad depot.
No, thanks, Sheriff. I can manage better alone.
Leaving the sheriff at the garage, Clark Kent secretly resumes his true identity of Superman and takes to the skyways to continue his search of the countryside in a desperate hunt for Lois Lane. Meanwhile, at an auto tourist camp on the outskirts of Metropolis, an oddly significant scene is taking place. A small boy stands on a patch of lawn set back from the highway, around which are set several identical, freshly painted little cabins. In his hands, the boy holds a slender, curiously carved wooden object, equipped with a gleaming propeller and a thin steel rod about a foot long. Slipping the rod through a slot running the length of the wooden object, he points it at the sky and thrusts sharply. Then its propeller whirling swiftly, the sleek little projectile streaks high into the air, rising high over the treetops, and then, reaching its peak, floats gently back to earth. As the boy rushes forward to retrieve it, a door of one of the cabins opens, and a man calls to him.
Tommy! Tommy! Supper's almost ready. Get the suitcases from the trailer and bring them in, will you?
Okay, Dad, in a minute. Hey, watch this.
Huh? Hey, what have you got there, son?
A little model rocket.
A model rocket?
Uh-huh. A kid in one of the other cabins helped me make a launching rod for it. Watch it go now, Dad. Look, here it goes. Oh, yeah. Boy, look at it climb, Dad.
Say, that's pretty good. Yeah, it went higher than that tall pine tree. Now, where'd you get that thing, Tommy?
I found it in our trailer.
In our trailer?
Uh-huh. It was caught in one of the folds on the canvas on the luggage rack. Here it comes down. I got it.
Here, let me see that, son.
Oh, sure, Dad. Here. See, it's modeled after the German V-2, I think.
Yes, could be. Pretty neat. You say you found this in our trailer?
Yeah. Let me show you how it works, Dad. Watch me make it go up even higher this time.
Okay. But I can't understand how it got on our trailer. Wait a minute, Tommy. What's this?
What? Oh, that's the propeller.
I know that, but... Lois Lane.
Holy smokes. Who's that?
Why, that's the name of the girl reporter I was reading about just before... The one who disappeared.
Oh, no kidding, Dad.
Yes, quick, Tommy. Tell Mother we've got to go into town. I'll get the car started. You and I are taking this model rocket to the police. Hurry!
As the amazed boy stands for a moment with mouth agape, his father hurries to their car, the little rocket model clutched in his hand, his eyes bright with excitement. What connection does it have with the missing Lois Lane? We'll return in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Now hold your breath. In just a second, the excitement will double.
Correct, because right this minute, you can get a rocket model exactly like the model Tommy was flying a moment ago. You can get a gyrocket, a sensational flying rocket model that streaks right from your hand high into the air.
a gyrocket from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. A gyrocket almost half a foot long with a gleaming wood body, red or blue or yellow, slender and streamlined to the last inch.
At the power end is a steel propeller designed for rotational thrust.
Yet launching's a cinch because your gyrocket comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You just hold the launching rod in your hand, flick your arm, and your gyrocket zooms off up over the treetops.
Get in on the fun right away. Send for several gyrockets. Get a whole rocket fleet of the future.
Right. Then challenge your friends to distance and speed contests. Race your fleet against theirs. Learn to be the rocket champ of your neighborhood.
The fact is, these gyrockets are so terrific that they're just about gone. On Friday, this offer ends forever. So act now. For each gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, together with a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Unable to find the slightest clue to Lois Lane in the countryside around Cross Junction, Superman returned to Metropolis, puzzled and heavy-hearted. But at police headquarters, once more in his familiar guise of reporter Clark Kent, he found a surprise awaiting him in the office of Inspector Henderson.
Oh, there you are, Kent.
Oh, Inspector. I was just trying to phone you.
Was that so? Anything about Miss Lane?
Yeah. Oh, shake hands with Mr. Harris and his son, Tommy.
Harris?
Hello, Mr.
Kent. Hello, Tommy. What about Miss Lane, Inspector?
Take a look at this. Another rocket model. But what's that got?
Wait a minute. There's something written on the propeller.
Right. It's hard to see, but you can make it out, can't you?
Wait, let's see. In great danger, call police, Lois Lane. Great Scott, where did you get this, Inspector?
Mr. Harris just brought it in.
My boy, Tommy, found it caught in a fold of the canvas tarpaulin on our trailer, Mr. Kent.
What? Yeah, but I don't know how it got there.
Where's your trailer, Mr. Harris?
At a tourist camp out at the city limits. Place called Cabin Rest on Highway 21. You see, we're driving to Florida, and we stopped...
Thanks very much.
Hey, Kent! Wait! Hey, where are you going, Kent?
What do you suppose? Out to that trailer camp.
Well, wait for me. I want to go out there, too.
Can't wait. I'll see you there. So long.
Rushing from Inspector Henderson's office, Clark Kent prepares to streak out to the trailer camp as Superman, hoping almost against hope that he will find the missing Lois Lane there. But there is grave doubt in his mind. How did the little rocket model come to be on the Harris's trailer? And what danger is Lois involved in now? We'll learn more in tomorrow's Thrill a Minute exciting episode, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen. Don't fail to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 18 of The Lost Rocket in The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.